8:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yep, it is, and we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. I'm just slightly distracted here. No, because I'm looking at this particular website, go.richmond.com/the best. I am nominating Certified Auto Repair as best car repair shop in all of Central Virginia. And I would urge you to do the same. Again, you go to go.richmond.com/the best. And also, obviously, the Jeff Katz Show for Best Afternoon Radio Show. All right. Now, I mentioned Certified Auto Repair. I mentioned Arts Automotive Service. Clearly, I have to mention Stan Andruski, who is the guy behind both of those operations. My brother from another mother, who joins us on Friday afternoons. And then on Saturday mornings, gives up an hour to come in and answer all sorts of great car questions. And have a little fun as well on his show. It's called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff Katz, happy Friday. I love self high fives all the way around. Love talking about the shows, and the nomination is phenomenal. Thank you for feeling like we're doing a good enough job to for your repairs to do that. I know I'm your friend, but I know you're sincere, and I know if I sucked, you wouldn't do it. So thank you very much for that.
That is all correct, sir. You are absolutely correct, and not to worry. There's nobody there that's doing less than stellar work. How do you keep up the quality levels? Because you and I have spent so much time together chatting about things. I mean, a lot of big things, but some of this always comes back to the quality that you've been able to attract and maintain with techs and service advisors. That can't possibly be easy.
No, matter of fact, it's one of the hardest things that you see in shops. And as I coach other shop owners, it's how do I help my people get to this level, or how do I find people that can take care of customers that well, right? Kind of like the Chick-fil-A mentality, which is what Megan always had planned for our stores. Is we walk in, we want to treat you with a smile like Chick-fil-A and get you done quickly and correctly, right? Everything's right most of the time. You don't have issues at Chick-fil-A with anything, really. I don't remember a time they've got anything wrong. Maybe it's happened, but it's just rare, right? So a lot of it is understanding people and then encouraging people and showing them how they can be. We never try for perfection ever. It's never been this thing of we need to be perfect. It's just excellence, right? What do you look at in an industry that you consider excellent? And I readily ask our employees that. What to you is something that you would, how would you want to be treated when you walk into a place? Or if they have a bad experience, what would you have done if you were that waitress or waiter or that person? And I do that a lot because what it does is it practically allows people to understand you're not just working on a car here. This is a person on the other side that deserves to be treated with respect. And they could bring their car anywhere in Richmond, but they're trusting us. Mm-hmm. And the people who worked here before you and me and Megan for the last, you know, for me in the automotive industry over 30 years, I worked to be able to have that kind of rapport and that kind of trust with people. And they respect it when I put in that perspective, right? They respect it a lot. Yeah. So that's kind of how we do it. You know, I thought that coaching would be more about numbers and, you know, and how do we run our shop, right, and balance sheets, and how do we keep our customers' costs down and parts and negotiations. It's all of that. But the other thing it is it's a lot of people and understanding people. Yeah. Most of us are not challenged in the correct way in our workplace every day to make us better, and that's really what we try to do over at Certified and Arts. We show people that they can do a lot more than they thought they could. We show them how. And then we allow them to start giving back in a way that's even more rewarding than just achieving it yourself. So when you can start giving back to customers and other employees who might be getting trained by you, it's a very rewarding process. So that's just a little bit of kind of how we look at it and how we train.
I love that. I really do. I've admired that for many years. I mean, you have had these chats, as I said, throughout the years. But it's such a mindset that you bring to it. And yes, of course, we want our cars serviced. We want as good a price as we can get. But it is the professionalism. It's the attitude that I believe really does set Certified and Arts apart. And that idea that you're dealing with people who are, number one, they're not looking to rip you off. That you guys in the auto repair side of the world, man, you've gotten, I think, pretty much a bum rap throughout the years, and a lot of us who don't fully understand it. And then sometimes we come up with these crazy ideas like, look, I bought this muffler off of eBay. I'm bringing it in here. You just put it on. It'll be fine. And it's like, yeah, you don't exactly walk into the restaurant and say, hey, I got a cow out back. Just turn it into steaks. We'll all be good, right?
And make sure it tastes well, you know, and it goes along good with it. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's exactly the point. I think a lot of times people get out there and they would see that part and not realize that that part, even though it looks the same, is not. And people do sometimes learn it the hard way when they do that. We have some listeners who have called us over the years who have put in converters on and things like that, and they end up setting a check engine light. And, you know, they say, well, you know, that they keep saying it's a catalyst efficiency code and there's all this thing, so I'm going to check into this. And I said, no, every time it's a catalyst efficiency code, it's a converter. Now, you get in there, you start doing the research, and GM and Ford and Toyota, every name brand says, no, it could be all these other things. It's always the converter is inefficient. Mm-hmm. And so we have them buy a new converter aftermarket. It's not the correct converter, or it's not made well, and they end up having the same problem again, and then they end up having to bring it back, get it diagnosed correctly, the correct part, and then they're stuck with a boat weight for whatever they bought. And so not only that, being able to provide warranties, you know, I encourage shops all across the country to push your vendors. If your parts are this good and you want us to buy from you, then back those parts up on our customers' cars. And then you start realizing that a lot of those parts are also making factory parts. Chevy doesn't make their own connecting rods, their own pistons, their own ball joints. There's another company, a lot of times it's TRW for the suspension, things like that, who make them for them. And that's every company out there. And so once you realize that, you start understanding that you can teach those things to people, and customers need to understand that the parts are not one and the same. Yeah. We can get very good parts. We can back them up with warranty. And that's what we do. Like, you're going to get a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty minimum on our stuff. And we have longer warranties on many other repairs right now that are even longer than that. So we've been able to achieve that because a part outside is not the same thing as what you'll get through us. And you're exactly right. Outback steak might cost them, and I'm just not trying to pick on Outback, pick any steak company. Maybe one week it cost them, you know, $15 for that steak, and the next week it cost them $5. A lot of times those restaurants will not change it because that's their profit. They've made a little money for a week or two. Mm-hmm. We encourage that if it drops down like that, that we drop the prices down for the customers as well. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're exactly right. It's things like that. That's how we think the business side of things and taking care of people and trying to separate the, I don't know, sort of the wizardry when you walk into a shop of feeling like you're going to be left out, or you're not going to be explained in a way that you can understand something. So you feel like maybe somebody's screwing you over. We try to get rid of that. We try to standardize the industry and make it easier for people, not harder.
Yeah, well, I think you're doing a great job. And I think a big part of it, last number of years, as you have hosted every Saturday morning starting at 8 a.m. in the garage with Stan Andruski, taking an hour out of your day, taking an hour away from your massive estate to come in and answer a couple of car questions, things of that sort. What do you have planned for tomorrow? Is there anything in particular you think we ought to be hitting on?
Yes, 100%. And let me just say this. You've been with me for every step. And so I wanted to say thank you. You know, it's in the garage of Stan Andruski. We know on the page, on the Facebook page, says, and Jeff. Because Jeff has been with, even when I didn't understand which buttons to push, how the whole industry worked, I just wanted to help people. And Jeff's like, come here, let me teach you something, young fella. So I appreciate you being there so much. I will say this, you know, we continually, and I don't know how long I'll have to talk about this, but even this past week, I know you've seen it on some of the text messages and everything we're getting. There's over and over and over questions talking about, you know, maintenance and when do I actually do it? And that's one big problem with this industry. There is no set of standards for the automotive industry out there. And the only people you have to really trust is finding a good station who has people that have worked on cars for a number of years. And then, realistically, they're your experts on it. The proof of the pudding is in them. They have a good reputation. They take care of people, and they fix every car that comes in. That's your expert. There's no, you know, traffic department of transportation that's an expert. There's nobody out there that's an expert on cars besides your mechanics that have been working on your car for a number of years, and they do know better than the sales teams that talk about your maintenance schedules in your book. We may not know better than the engineers, but when you listen to the engineers, that's where we get our maintenance from, where they say, wait a minute, I know they're saying 10,000 miles on an oil change, but we don't recommend that on any engine. There's not an engineer in any of the big three or any of the major car manufacturers across the country that recommend 10,000 mile oil changes. So the expertise, so I want to talk more about that tomorrow, about maintenance. Of course, we keep having questions about windshield wipers. Yeah, so we're going to cover a lot, whatever calls you guys have, situations you're dealing with. I brought my car here. They're telling me I need this or that. And I'm just having, I want a second opinion, which is something else Arts and Certified started doing this year. We just said, don't worry about anything. We'll give you a free second opinion. Bring it by. Don't worry about the diagnosis, any of that. We're going to take care of it. And as long as we can get to it within a reasonable amount of time, we don't have to pull anything apart, per se, and do extra long, extensive testing. We'll give you a second opinion for free of whether we think they're making an adequate decision on your vehicle or not.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. We'll spend a little time in the garage. It's going to be a blast, my friend.
Can't wait.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. See you. That is Stan Andruski. He is the car whisperer. I'm telling you, he's talking to your car. You may not even realize it, but Stan's ears are perked. Your car is whispering sweet nothings there. And Stan, he won't tell you, but I'll tell you. I've watched him. I really have, because, again, we demoted him from friend to family a long time ago. But I've been with him in the back, in the shops, and just watched him as he's listened to an engine and said, oh, you know, such and such is not where I can hear it. And even the other techs and everybody at Certified, man, they're all A-level techs. There's nobody back there that doesn't know what they're doing. And even they're like, well, I'm going to take some notes from Stan because he gets it. He gets it in a big, big way. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., in the garage with that man right there, Stan Andruski, on this very radio station, News Radio WRBA.